The U.S. Meat Export Federation brought retailers, importers, and other U.S. red meat buyers to Colorado State University for a global innovation symposium supported by the National Corn Growers Association. As USMEF Manager of Technical Programs Paige Parker explains, the event provided hands-on work to develop new ways to use U.S. beef and pork.
The Global Innovation Symposium, really innovation is the key there. So we want these individuals to be able to go back to their markets and use innovative technologies such as sous vide, how to cook things differently, different grinding practices, all of the above, and really go back to their market and use it in an innovative way to use U.S. products in a different way, or maybe expand on what they're already doing and increase their market share in different products that they can potentially use in their own operations.
Dr. David Velasco, Director of Food Science Innovation at Colorado Premium Foods, taught about new uses for sous vide.
How it works is we put meat under vacuum with more ingredients if you need, and then we put it in a water bath. The water bath holds a specific temperature, so you can leave it as long as you like for the exact temperature that you need to achieve the quality aspects that you desire. And then that way you can ship that product already cooked and sealed, so it's not compromised. You can just ship it, and the person that receives it only has to heat it up to their standards and serve it without doing the actual cooking themselves. So we take care of one of the most critical aspects of the cooking, and then they can take advantage of a safe product that has great quality aspects to it.
Maria Mendez operates a family food processing business in Guatemala.
I came here very, very excited. For us, knowledge is a huge opportunity. In our countries, you cannot see many organizations putting effort in educating customers, in educating basically the small businesses that are growing every year, and new businesses that are opening every year in our country. And U.S. Meat has been that for us.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harith.